call it the cyanobacteria summer for Burlington's Lake Champlain beaches. The hot, dry weather came early and it hung around for months. The heat made for perfect swimming weather, but people seeking relief with a dip in Lake Champlain in Burlington were out of luck. Officials were forced to close the city beaches a record number of times this year because of blooms of toxic cyanobacteria, or blue-green algae. The blooms pose worrisome health threats, especially if they contaminate drinking water. Yet, as VPR's John Dillon reports, continuing pollution and climate change means
they're likely to persist for years.
We got everything packed up yesterday, and we're shut down for the winter.
Alec Keating is campground and beach manager for the Burlington Parks and Recreation Department. He's entered the season of maintenance, repairs, and writing budgets, all the work needed to get ready for another season on the shores of Lake Champlain.
Getting some work done in the campground and hopefully down at the beach, and just getting the numbers ready for next year so we're prepared to give the best experience possible to the citizens of Burlington and all the visitors from out of state.
Keating says one of the favorite parts of his job is walking around the campground early in the morning, listening to people waking up and smelling the campfires and outdoor grilling. This year, he had to deliver bad news along with his warm welcome. Toxic blooms shut down the beaches 44 times this summer, compared to 11 times the year before.
It's frustrating for me because I want to see everybody have a lot of fun. It's frustrating for my staff because the same reason, they want to see everybody have fun. And it's very frustrating for the customer that comes, packs up all the kids, comes down, wants to enjoy a nice day at the beach. And then the cyanobacteria hits and It's a big letdown for everybody.
Cyanobacteria are microscopic in size but devastating in their impacts. They produce toxins which have killed dogs and sickened humans. Exposure has even been linked by some researchers to the neurological disorder ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. That's why officials like Keating are quick to get people out of the water when they see a bloom. And under the right conditions, like this summer's hot and dry weather, the blooms spread extremely rapidly.
I believe we had a two-day closure here at North Beach where we found it at 11, and it was just one little spot. And within a half hour, it had spread from Texaco all the way to Rock Point, and it was just pure pea soup.
For those unfamiliar with Burlington, that's more than a mile of the city's lakeshore coated quickly with an alien-like slime. Cyanobacteria are always present in the lake, but warm, nutrient-rich water offer the prime conditions for the bacteria to explode. And these are the twin threats facing the lake. The lake stays warmer longer due to climate change, while phosphorus pollution from agriculture and other sources continue to feed the blooms. Keating says he knows that dealing with the blooms and beach closings will be part of his job for years to come.
It's a long road. It's not a quick fix, that's for sure. It's when we have blooms here and we educate the public, that's the biggest thing, is educating everybody on what's causing this. You know, what can we do as each person to help stop that? So,
closed beaches are certainly an inconvenience, but 200,000 people also get their drinking water from Lake Champlain. While Vermont water systems have mostly not reported cyanobacteria contamination, that has happened just over the border in Quebec with a public system that draws its water from Lake Champlain's Missisquoi Bay. And a huge bloom on Lake Erie in 2014 contaminated Toledo, Ohio's water supply. More than 100 people got sick and the water couldn't be used for drinking until the bloom cleared.
I think it's fair to say this is an area of concern in Vermont as well as nationally. You know, it's one of the contaminants of emerging concern that, you know, people are dealing with.
Brian Redman is director of the Drinking Water and Groundwater Protection Division for the Department of Environmental Conservation. He's part of a new state group that's looking at cyanobacteria issues, including how to keep them out of water supplies. The federal and state governments don't set mandatory safety limits for cyanobacteria in drinking water, although they do have advisory standards. Redmond says the new working group may recommend additional state regulation.
It's seen a little bit of delay due to COVID, but it's a strategic assessment that we're engaged in to look at future regulation, our approach to managing cyanotoxins in Vermont, both in drinking water and recreational waters.
One public water system in Grand Isle did report cyanobacteria in the water in September at levels almost three times the state advisory limits. But Redmond says it was found in raw water, not the treated water sent to consumers, and that subsequent tests showed nothing. The Grand Isle test results were noticed by James Ellers, a policy advisor to Lake Champlain International, who routinely scours the state's water quality databases. He says the testing of water systems is spotty, usually only once or twice a week, and he questions why the public was not told of the Grand Isle test results.
There was no public notification made at that point between the time that they resampled to get a safe sample. So does that mean that for that period of days in between the unsafe sample and the safe sample, that the public was being exposed to cyanotoxins?
The Grand Isle plant operator did not respond to a request for comment. But Julie Moore, the Secretary of Natural Resources, says that since most water systems draw from deeper, cleaner parts of the lake, the supplies are generally safe. Moore says this year's drought meant less phosphorus pollution reached the lake, but she says the problems on the lake were decades in the making and will take decades to resolve.
There is a component of our water quality work that's an exercise in patience, but at the same time underscores the importance of sticking with the impactful work we're engaged in on the ground, from wetland restoration to stormwater management to agricultural stewardship projects.
But until those efforts yield results, you can expect the blooms and beach closings to persist for years to come. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.